Getting the smile and confidence you've been dreaming about, all from the comfort of your home, isn't a total mystery with Bite Clear Aligners. Just don't be surprised if all your friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. Bite Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
You can host the best backyard barbecue when you find a professional on Angie to make your backyard the best around. Connect with skilled professionals to get all your home projects done well. Inside to outside, repairs to renovations. Get started on the Angie app or visit Angie.com today. You can do this when you Angie that.
Hi there, it's Julia Louis-Dreyfus. You may know me from my podcast called Wiser Than Me, where I talk to older women and get their wisdom from the front lines of life. I was amazed by how many people told me our show made them look forward to getting older, which is why I'm here to talk about season two of the show. Sally Field, Billie Jean King, Beverly Johnson, Ina Garten, Bonnie Raitt, just to name a few. All hail old women. Wiser Than Me season two is out now from Lemonada Media.
Doug Hayes, candy wrapper, screaming baby sticky seeds. Hey, everybody. That was amazing because singing it yourselves enabled you to not lose the clapping. The beat never got lost because you got to sing it at the pace you need to make the clapping fit. That was so, so good. We might have to go live from now on. You know, if I have a guest on the show who's a musical artist, I could, have them come out and do a rendition of it, you know? Where's my notes? That would be quite a disaster if I don't have my notes. What'd I do with them? Did they fall out? No, they're not in the bag. I must have taken them out somewhere in the back somewhere. Could somebody go look and see if I left my my notes just sitting around in the green room? The green room is in a separate facility down the road. And I think I might have left my notes there. So let's just do the part that is easy for me to remember, and we'll work from there. Let me see your name tags, Atlanta. Holy crap, wow. There was always a good turnout on the name tags in the zombie barn. I'm glad you've moved with us over here to this barn. It's another barn, you guys. We got a high ceiling in this. I don't know what's higher, me or the ceiling. Thank you very much. This just in. But as long as you've got them up, let's do this part right now. The Inglorious Bastards, because your name is Bess. All right, good job. Why does yours have a laminate on it? Because you're super nerds? Oh, yours has a laminate on it too? You got like a Fight Club thing? And what's it say? It said Mike Club? Okay. It's on a bar of soap. There's another big Ben Glorious Bastards. Yeah, Bess says hers is better. You bastard. Hers is better, you damn bastard. I like the Dan in Real Life box, CD box, and you just, or DVD box, and you just added an A, because your name's Dana. And I'm good at figuring this stuff out. I saw this guy sing on Twitter today. I still don't know if I understand it completely. Jason of the Mask of Zorro, God, you devil wears Prada, Operation Dumbo Drop. Why does it end there and start up again? No, I get the rest of it. But so you made two, those are just two examples. Prod operation. Devil Wears Prod operation. Okay. All right. Thank you, everybody, for bringing the name tags. And good luck to everybody. I heard that the seating in this club wasn't up to somebody's expectations. Sometimes first in line thinks they're going to be right up front, but then a club will trick them. And I apologize. But I like the size of this room, though, except for this. There's a couple of poles that might make one or two of the guests difficult to see for the entire show for a couple of you. So it'll be like half listening to the podcast, half seeing it live. But other than that, I think the sight lines in this club are quite nice. Like the furthest corners seem fairly close to me, and yet there's a lot of people in here. So thank you for coming. Thank you for making this a sellout. Let's get to the script. Hey, everybody. My name is Doug, and I love movies. I had to go back and do that part. I knew you guys would be good at it. Coming to you once again from Atlanta, Georgia, this time at the Improv on Sunday, April 12th, 2015, 420-ish. I say it like that and put my hand in the air just to get a cheap applause. Nashville, Tennessee, I'm coming your way. I'm doing stand-up at Zany's this Tuesday, April 14th. And I'm doing a Benson movie interruption of Footloose. Yeah, everybody cut. At the Belcourt Theater the next night, April 15th. And then Houston, Texas, I'm at the Houston Improv Thursday. Hollywood, California, this Friday at the Melrose Improv. DougLovesMovies.com for all the dates and dinks. People are dropping things. It's crazy. Is anyone here in the room tonight coming back for the 8 o'clock stand-up show later this evening? Oh, that's incredible. Well, thank you very much for doing that. We're going to have quite a day and night of comedy together. Between you and me, let's see who can get more fucked up. And if you're still thinking about coming, you got a two-hour break after this show and then an 8 o'clock stand-up show with me and special guests. From the corrections department, Drew Barrymore was in Batman Forever, not Batman and Robin. Pete Holmes has won At Midnight twice. And I've been told Donil Gleason is pronounced Donil Gleason. I said it right both times this time. Somebody else knocked something over. There's a tension in the room. And I think I know why you guys might be feeling a little bit of what I'm feeling, which is frustration that I just went to a wedding yesterday that had the most amazing potential guests for this show. It was incredible. And every goddamn one of them is flying out like right now or earlier this morning or as soon as I ask them. Hey, can you do my... I'm on my way to the airport. That was my John Hamm impression. But I tried my best. But, you know, at the same time, there's a couple awesome people here who were available to do the show. And one of them I had already booked because I also had... Graham Elwood and Steve Agee were going to be here, but both of them, they not only aren't here, they didn't even go to the wedding for reasons of their own. I'll tell you, in the case of Steve Agee, he sent me the x-ray of a giant fucking kidney stone that he's waiting to pass. I don't know if it's passed yet. I wish that I could have him on. Maybe I'll call him in a second. And, he can text me if it passes at any point during the show. When he was supposed to be here. So I thought it'd be a fun thing to do real quick here at the top of the show to determine who the third guest is today is to give you guys, people that are here in the audience today, an opportunity to potentially be the third guest for the rest of the show. Does that sound like a good thing? We've done in the past where we've done like shows where if somebody can, you know, beat Graham at Leonard Maltin or something, they get a seat on the next day's show or whatever. But, you know, the shows are in the wrong order for that. So can't do that at the 8 o'clock show tonight and then hop into a DeLorean and come back to this show. So I think there's plenty of people here that made a name tag that are also very shy about the idea of coming up here and participating. And that's part of the fun of making a name tag is usually somebody plays for you. There's also probably some people here that a husband or wife or boyfriend or girlfriend said, here, take this name tag. You know, we might get picked if we have more name tags. And you've never listened to the podcast. So you don't want to be up here if you've never listened to the show. So having said all of that, re-raise your name tag if you're someone that... Okay, I got to go to these first two that just popped right up. This one right here, the looks like it's some sort of animal. Oh, it's a babe, and you change it to Abe. Abe, a pig in the city. You're just insulting yourself, Abe. But come on up here, Abe. And then the giant Ben Glorious Bastards has to come up here. Yeah, that's right. And then this young lady over here has something that I have no idea what it is. It looks like it might be something Wes Anderson based. It is? Okay, so you come up here too, please. So those three people, come up on stage. Take any seat you like, just like the guests on the show do. Take as much time as you'd like, just like the guests do. They're usually getting more applause during this part, though. All right, so what's your name there on the end?
Kate. Moonrise Kate-dom.
Moonrise Kate-dom. And it's like a shoebox.
Yeah.
That's been cut into a, what is it, like a diorama?
Yeah, it's
or
a little Wes Anderson diorama.
Yeah.
It's me and you.
And you got me with a little scout outfit on and a raccoon skin cap.
Yep.
And you've got the little, cute little dress that girl wore.
Yep.
Not that I would notice what a little girl was wearing. Remember when they danced in their underwear? That made me uncomfortable.
I agree.
Probably the worst Mother's Day I've had in a while. And you got the little phonograph record there and the tent and everything. That's really well done.
You should
win just for that.
Thank you. Instead,
you're going to have to compete against these two gentlemen. What's your name?
I'm Abe.
It's Honest Abe, everybody. The pig in the city. And he really did just plaster his own face on that pig. And you didn't make me one of the other characters, which I appreciate. Let me ask really quick, Kate, where are you? Do you have to come in from far away?
No, I live in Atlanta.
Okay, cool.
Yeah.
I mean, that's good, too.
Yeah.
Where'd you come from, Abe?
I came from Birmingham.
Mm-hmm.
I'm the one with the sick wife.
What does that mean?
You retweeted my tweet about my sick wife, and I sold the ticket to Patrick over there.
Some guy named Patrick got the ticket? Good job, Patrick.
Yay.
Now you got to be like, what does he got to be like? Do you miss her being here?
Yes, but I probably wouldn't be up here if she were here.
Why not?
She would be tisking at me.
All right, I'm tisking at you. Well, I hope she feels better. It's not anything terrible, is it?
No, she's just on nights this month, and so she's not really sick. She's just really tired. It was too complicated to explain in a tweet.
Yeah, and by shortening the explanation, you found a way to make it seem sadder, and that's why I retweeted it. Because usually when somebody's like, you know, I got an extra ticket or whatever, I figure amongst the people that follow that person, somebody might snap it up. There's no reason for me to get involved. But I'm glad I did in this case, because Patrick looks like he's having a blast.
She's going to regret being tired when you come home with a boyfriend. And then, of course, we've got Ben Glorious Bastards beating out Inglorious Bastards just by sheer size, just by magnitude. Oh. More work went into it. You've got, like, all of the characters all over the
and
poster.
And three little Sam Levines.
And, of course, Sam Levine is highlighted there in the middle. Like, he's actually like a tattoo on the arm of a Nazi. And where'd you come in from, Ben?
Woodstock. It's a suburb.
Oh, okay. I was going to say Woodstock's far. But Woodstock, the suburb of Atlanta, not so far. Far enough that you have, what's the listening thing you got going on there? You got a
just a Bluetooth headset.
Bluetooth headset for, like, what, did you ride here in a train or something?
No, I just take it with
car?
Me. Yeah, I take it with me everywhere. You usually talk to me through this.
Oh, I see. Oh, you're listening to podcasts all the time. All right. Very antisocial.
Very.
Do you laugh at the stuff, and when people look at you, like, why are you laughing? You look at them like, what are you looking at?
Yeah.
That kind of thing.
I laugh way too loud.
Do you really? You let rip? I get a lot of tweets about that. You just made me laugh too loud on the train. All right, well, you didn't get decapitated, right? There are worse things happening to people. Who knows? Donil Gleason. Donil Gleason.
The television actor?
No, he's more of a... He's a... he's an Ex Machina right now. And he was in that About Time, that time travel romance movie. He was in Frank. That's the best movie he's been in, I think. Frank. I like Frank a lot.
Was he the lead of About Time?
Uh-huh.
Oh, I like that movie. I like him.
What? Somebody over there is going, no. He's not Justin Timberlake. Not in time, about time. And then she just went, oh, okay. I think we got a potential Amy Adams situation over there. All right, we'll see what happens. In fact, let's ask her, the lady that I was just speaking to. She's looking around a little bit. Yeah, you. What's your name?
Angie.
Do you listen to the podcast, Doug Loves Movies? Do you ever sit there and go, I know somebody that would be good for Last Man Stanton, and we don't ever use that person? You never do? She doesn't care. It's whatever. Who would you like us to do, an actor or actress? Who's one of your favorites? Come on, Angie. Ewan McGregor. All right, we'll get this over with quickly. He's been in a lot of movies. I'm thinking of a few, but I don't have to play. And we'll start with you, Ben. Just name a Ewan McGregor film.
Star Wars Episode I, The Phantom Menace.
Okay, I like a full title. You know that about me. Abe?
Star Wars Episode... 2?
okay. Good luck.
Attack of the Clones?
Okay, all right. Well, let's see what she does with this, Kate.
Go the other way. Velvet Goldmine.
Okay.
Back to you, Ben.
Star Wars Episode 3. Revenge of the Sith.
Yeah.
May the 4th be with everybody. It's coming up soon. I'll be in Chicago at the Zanies. Abe?
I can't even picture what he looks like.
Oh, you know, he's the guy who was in... Oh, you almost tricked me.
I mean, he played Obi-Wan, right? But I can't picture what he looked like, so I'm out.
Yeah, if you're just stuck on Obi-Wan, we've already tapped that well. But thank you very much for giving it a go. And you might as well just hang out there for a second until this is over, and you could congratulate the winner in person. If this was at midnight, we'd throw some red shame on you right now. Kate?
Down with the Love.
Mm-hmm. With Renee Zellweger.
Big Fish.
Uh-huh. With Danny DeVito's ass.
Moulin Rouge.
Mm-hmm. With Nicole Kidman's face. Dad, you got this, man.
Black Hawk Down?
I'm thinking of one. I don't think he was in Black
He's
Hawk
in
Down.
A military movie. Is it that one?
Maybe Thin Red Line, maybe.
Is it a different one?
Which one? Anybody? Because Kate is our winner. There's The Island, there's The Impossible, there's a couple of Woody Allen movies. Trainspotting, of course. Salmon fishing in the Yemen. I love this part. Lots of them. Yeah. He's great, but he's very good at disappearing into his roles, so a lot of people, especially guys, probably can't picture him. Women get their lady bonus. He's in Black Hawk Down? All right. That's a good, you know, good pull on your part and audience member. Good work. Can we get a second person to verify that? Huh? He was? Okay. All right, settle down. Can't believe Abe still got to sit here for this. All right, I got an idea. Hang on a second. Apologies to both players because, of course, we after having all those people yell out Ewan McGregor movies, we can't really keep going with that. But I think we're all getting kind of shaky on those anyway. So, but I think you're going to love this solution. It's going to take me forever, but I think you're going to absolutely love it. Box Office Mojo. Here we go. How much, Kate and Ben, and Kate goes first. Abe, you do not get to play just for fun. You're a bad guest, not using your microphone voice.
Sorry.
Yeah, but you lost already anyway, so it doesn't matter how bad a guest you are. You can be really terrible. You're being super polite, which you know I love. And yet I'm still giving you a hard time. All right. How much did Black Hawk Down make? Not that it's shit, but how much did it make in its entire domestic run? I'll let Kate make the first bid. In millions... Without going over, how much did it make?
$40 million.
You guys are terrible. Oh, my God.
I'm bad at math.
There's no reason for anyone to know how much Black Hawk Down made or even have a reasonably good guess, but let's see what Ben comes up with.
$55 million.
All right, he was a gentleman about it. He gave you a little wiggle room there. But as it turns out, $108 million. So Ben is our winner, finally. Thank you to Kate. Your name tag is, of course, same with you, Abe. Your name tags are back in play. If the comics pick your name tag, that's who they're going to play for. I don't know if they've seen you up here or not. But Ben's going to stick around. And Ben, Will you pick a name tag, or would you like to play for yourself tonight?
No, I'll pick somebody else.
Okay, that's cool. Who is your shithead on the back of your name tag?
The cancer that's killed Spartacus.
Oh, okay. That one specific cancer.
Yes.
Fair enough.
Nothing else could kill Spartacus.
And what's your last name, Ben?
Brumfield.
I thought I heard somebody in the audience trying to guess what your last name might be. Ben Brumfield. All right, you guys, let's get the show started. We'll look in the prize bag when I get my other guests out here. What's that? Oh, don't do that. What are you, trying to get the Pete Holmes Award? Because I'm about to introduce two very, very funny dudes who are here in Atlanta and have been friends of the show and on the show before. Please give a big warm welcome to Joe Pettis and Sam Tripoli. Sam, of course, got high with me on Getting Doug with High, and you were there with Jason Ellis, right?
Yeah.
So that was a pretty intense session for you.
Yeah, I think I tried to smoke all the weed. I think I just saw a pipe, and I don't even smoke, eat it, everything. Did I set the high record? Did I set the record for most weed smoked in a session?
Oh, I don't know, because we don't really keep track, you know. It's not
really
a competition.
That should be, somebody should do that.
Because also, some people just talk a lot, and it's really hard to, when we figure out how to smoke and talk at the same time, then somebody can truly win that show.
But some people, like, freak the fuck out, right? Some people just get so high, and they're just like, and they just stare at people, right?
Yeah, a little bit, yeah.
Who freaked out the most?
Who Jack had a Black.
Probably Jack Black, people like to say.
Just freaked out.
Jonah Ray was pretty bad. Eric Andre did just what you did when he lost it. He pulled his hoodie up, and he didn't even wear a hoodie that day. He had to borrow a hoodie to get buried into it.
Can a brother get a hoodie?
Yeah. Hey, how do you spell your last name, Ben?
Brumfield.
Brumfield. Got it. So we got to put you on the iTunes listing, and people would be like, "Who the fuck is Ben Brumfield?" You know, listen to this one. Find out who Ben Brumfield is.
He looks like him if he was hit with gamma radiation and became him, huh? You wouldn't like me when I talk movie trivia.
So Sam is headlining at another club here in town, a Laughing Skull, they call it, in Atlanta.
It's a great club. I love Atlanta. You guys are great.
Yeah, the crowds here are fantastic for comedy.
Weird, but fun.
Really? Is something weird happening to
you? Yeah. I did a show the other night, and it was a lot of fun. The crowds are great, and this young girl came up to me, and afterwards, she's like, "Great show." I'm like, "Oh, sweet." I'm like, "What are you doing tonight?" She goes, "Looking for heroin." I'm like, I don't even know your name, and we're already going straight to felonies. Should we get drinks before we chase the dragon? I don't know, man. It's so weird.
Why don't you say, "Let's have sex and then go look for some"?
Get
that out of the way. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Because it seemed like, you know, you could probably get away with pretending to look for heroin for a little while. But if she's really goal-oriented, you're probably not going to get laid while you're trying to look for heroin.
Yeah.
And then once you find it, then you've got some decisions to make.
But she literally said the only thing that could turn me off. It was so weird. Like, she's very sexy. She could be like, "You know, I thought Hitler had a couple good ideas," or "I'd fuck Dick Cheney," something like that. I would still be open to it, but let's get heroin? I'm like, "Well, how about Coke?" She's like, "Coke's for pussies," you know what I'm saying? So it's like weird.
Or you could say to her, "I heard Atlanta is out of heroin." I hear they've got quite a heroin drought. Don't you watch CNN?
I might use that.
Don't you watch CNN?
I might use that. Is it raining? Or am I high?
I think it's probably rained recently and something just dripped. Good analysis, Doug. Joe Pettis is here, local phenom.
Hey, everybody.
There's shows all over the place under the title Underwear Comedy, where the comedians have to don't have to. He doesn't force anybody, but they perform in their underwear because they want to.
I know, I was like, they have to, but I don't force them onto the show or anything. Yeah, they just sign up for themselves, I guess. But yeah. Yeah, it's a cool show. You should do it, Doug, if you have it down.
There's no way I'm going to do a show in my underwear. I wish I could wear more clothes on stage. I podcast because I like that people just hear me and they're not looking at me. But that's a great idea for live shows. Just put a curtain across. Like, not the guests. You guys can see the guests. But I'm just behind a curtain.
That's very much what Tool does, yeah. Right? That's Tool.
What?
Yeah, you go to his concert, you don't even see him. He's just behind a silhouette, and he just gets creepy back there, you know?
Creepy. That's actually how the TVs are here right now. The TVs have just the guests, but not Doug.
Wow! It's like we're doing a beta version of my idea. So everybody, just watch the monitor and see what you think of the show where it's three guys just talking to a voice. I would love that. I would, especially if we did it on TV. That would be fantastic. If it was just a voice the whole time. You just saw three sit there under spotlights. It's almost like an interrogation. But there's an audience, you know?
Do you remember Jeff Dunham's TV show? He would always... It was the
weirdest. Did it have puppets in it?
Yeah. I always felt it was so weird because they would show the puppet talking, but they always had to show Jeff on the side going... It's like, why do we need to see that? We know what he's doing. It was weird. Okay. Just thought I'd bring that up.
I guess you got to constantly be reminded that he's great at it. Because his lips only move, the way they move just makes me think it's a little chilly in the room. He's just got a little bit of a quiver going on. But he always looks very fascinated by what these puppets are saying. And that none of them are, you know, do they ever say, get my hand out? Get my hand out of your ass. What, Grandpa Puppet? That's the thing. Whenever Grandpa Puppet says something wrong, he can just kind of like make a face like, oh, Grandpa Puppet. His mind is gone.
He's from a different time.
Yeah. Joe, what's going on, man? You got any of those underwear shows coming up?
Yeah, we got a bunch coming up on the road in like Chicago and Milwaukee and Nashville, actually. So you can check out underwearcomedy.com and find out all about that.
You know, between your shirt and the hat and the Coke bottle in the pocket,
I
really would like you to ask you to fill it up with premium.
Yeah. That's the second night in a row he's used that joke, and two times it's killed.
But it just, the Coke bottle really sells it. Really, yeah. It's just like you're just running around there at the gas station, and you're going to crack that open and enjoy it on your break. Yeah.
I just got done with my shift cleaning people's windows on, you know, Boulevard.
So, why is that there?
I was worried I might get thirsty.
Yeah, there's no...
And I was hoping Coke might sponsor me, so...
I'm the only one with a table, and it's basically just a stool. So,
how does the underwear show do? And are there some cities where, like, it doesn't go well?
Yeah, sometimes. If it's like... I did Thomasville, Georgia, and it wasn't... It didn't go very well there. We showed up, it was a wine bar. Yeah. So it's like these people, like it's like they put on like the nicest clothes, you know, like they picked up like a cocktail dress at like Bell's Outlet, and
yeah,
they showed up. Yeah, they weren't expecting comedy.
The only wine show, the underwear show, would do well if they serve in box wine. Do you know what I'm saying? Yeah. Just a bunch of hobos going, I'm dressed like you too.
So yeah, but most of the time it's fun, you know. Most of the time people come in their underwear, so that's the idea.
That's getting dangerous.
Yeah.
You guys are a great crowd, but you're like, ha! Just waiting for Doug to say something, huh? Just
the laughs just go up into those rafters up there where there's some fucking ghosts floating around getting hit in the face with laughs. And it's like throwing the laughter into a pillow.
Yeah, I guess barns aren't good for comedy, you know what I'm saying?
No, it's a nice room, though. I like it.
We're having fun.
It's gorgeous.
I haven't even been looking at the time yet to see how we're... I know we're probably way over.
Did anybody go to the Dogwood Festival? Can you explain to me what is so exciting about the Dogwood Festival?
Everyone's like, you're going to Dogwood.
I get there. What? There's no dogs, first of all. What's that?
Frisbee dogs. The dogs that catch frisbees.
Oh.
That's every dog.
Yeah.
Frisbee dogs. Any dog the size of a frisbee or bigger catches frisbees.
If it's like an ultimate frisbee dog, I can understand. That's the one, that they always have the bandana. That's how you know. It's sunglasses.
Just they got Spuds a Coke McKenzie. In their pocket. Yeah, like,
that's my side job, actually.
I just like to take frisbee dogs and just have them attack random people. I throw it and they just jump off a midget and catch a fucking frisbee. It's pretty sweet.
I like it when they jump off a little person.
Yeah. Oh, I should have
like
said
equally,
little people.
Equally demeaning activity. You know what I mean? Like, hey, we're going door throwing. Hey, man, come on. It's little person throwing. Ben, have you been to the movies lately, my man?
Not to anything very new. The third Hobbit
just
movie.
Just tell us the last movie you saw.
Pitch Black.
What? You just turned the screen to dark and stared at it for a couple hours.
Pitch Black.
And Pitch Black was the first Riddick movie?
That's correct.
Okay, with Vinny D. And often praised. I don't remember it very well. Did you like it?
I love that film. It's one of my favorites.
Okay, so this was a revisit?
When yes.
You saw it again? Yep. How many times do you think you've seen it?
10.
Okay.
Wow.
I mean, I have to have...
That's not that weird.
I have to have... Abe, get ready. I might need you to replace this guy. Saw Pitch Black 10 times. But what about Chronicles of Riddick? How many?
5. It's half as good.
It's half as good, yeah.
Did you see Fast and Furious 7?
Not yet, but that's
Furious
it's imminent.
It's Furious 7.
Is it me or does The Rock look like a dick? Like, I mean, he looks like he's a nice guy, but he literally looks like a penis. Anybody with me on that? He's got that penis head, and he's got veins everywhere. And that's where movies are. We're just movies. Now we got giant guns and dicks just shooting guns. I bet his dick has a gun. I bet his dick has a gun. Go on, Doug. I didn't mean to ruin your show. Sorry about that. I'm trying to interact with this crowd that's staring at me. Like I'm kickboxing pregnant
Wait,
women.
Wait, that was what you were just doing was trying to interact with them?
Yeah.
Because it had nothing to do with them. You were just saying a bunch of things about
I
his...
Just, oh,
about
I was his looking at about them. His, I was looking at
about
them.
About his gun dick.
Gun dick.
Now that guy, it's this. He has fist fights with so many different people in the Furious movies, and they're all people that he would put them down in one punch. Yeah. They hang in there, and there's a real fight. And they throw each other through glass windows, and they just stand right up. Nobody gets cut, or if they do, they like look down at it, like, "Oh, a little cut, not a problem." That's my Jason Statham impression. What was the last movie you saw, Joe Pettis?
It was actually Furious 7. So yeah.
All right, so thumbs up from you.
Yeah, yeah. Well, except Sam just ruined it for me. So now I can think about The Rock's dick now. No, it was an entertaining movie. I was super high, so everything was hilarious to me. Like the baby crying behind me was hilarious to me. But have you seen it?
Are you about to give something away or something?
It's not gonna be something too much. We walked out when like 30 minutes in when Paul Walker's on the phone with his wife telling him how much he loves her. Like I had to go to a show, so that's why I left on. Like instead of like a big action sequence, it's like, oh, I love you. Like I love you too. Like that's good enough, you know.
Wait, yeah. You watched 30 minutes of it?
No, I left 30 minutes left into the movie. So I never saw The Rock come back. I never saw that.
Well, stop saying stuff about what happens in it. But
the dick, yeah.
But
If you're going to see Furious 7, you've already seen Furious 7. Oh, and your fault then. All right.
You just said Furious 7
twice.
It just came
out, dude.
7, yeah. What?
It just came out.
It's been a couple weeks.
Yeah, it's a couple weeks. Yeah. It was cool.
I just try to keep it cool for as long as I can.
Okay, sorry.
Until you absolutely have to. You're just bursting with... You have to... At least nothing happens in the last few minutes of the movie that I'm dying to talk about.
Yeah.
But things happen throughout the movie that I enjoy talking about ever since seeing it. It's really... I don't think it's a good movie, but it certainly is fun.
Yeah, it's very entertaining.
Yeah, it's just... It's ridiculous.
Yeah.
is what it is. What about you, Sam? Have you been to the movies lately?
Yeah, I saw Huntsman, The Secret Society, I think it was called. Yeah, that was awesome, right? That was a great movie, right? I was very blown away. Very impressed. It was great. I'll see any movie with black
British people.
The
Secret Service. Huntsman, The Secret Service.
I'll see...
Kingsman. Did he say Huntsman?
Yeah, I did.
God damn. I was sitting there for the longest time struggling with what is Huntsman?
Kingsman, and then I was like,
but it's Secret Service. So I'm correcting you, but I still don't know what's going on.
I fucked that whole title up.
Yeah.
But it was a great movie, man.
Top to bottom. But everybody knew what you're talking about because it's got the cadence of that title, and it's great.
It was great.
It's the only great thing I've seen other than, like, you know, documentaries and stuff.
There is some product placement in that movie is the best product placement I've ever seen in my life. When they eat McDonald's, I'm like, that is fuck. It fit the script perfectly, and they must have been like, bingo, and they just got mad cash for that. I was like, so nope, you weren't blown away by that? Just
that they ate McDonald's?
No, but their ability to work it in to the script, I found extraordinary.
Yeah, that's pretty amazing that characters somewhere in the world would need to have a meal, and it would be at that place. Seems such like an unlikely occurrence in anyone's day-to-day lives.
I'll see any movie with black British people in it. That's pretty much my rule. If it's got black British people, I will go see it. Because they always have all the answers. Whatever you're discussing, black British people know exactly what's going down. Black, British
people. Some guy in the front row said, who's black and British?
Look how white
Idris Elba
this crowd is.
For starters, but... there's lots of black British people. Had you never heard of that before? Because you're very white.
Yeah.
You look like you've gone clear. All right, you guys. I don't even remember what the last movie I saw was. Oh, Gone Clear. But I can't remember what the whole title was. It's got a long title. No, Doug wasn't in there. But, and I really enjoy that movie, even though there wasn't much new to me about Scientology in it, but it was still just fun to see it all, like, out there and, you know, more public so more people will know about it.
You know, when it was coming out, I was like, oh, this is going to break it down, like, you know, how much they manipulate people. And I'm like, I can't wait to see it. And then you hear what people bought into, and you're like, you're just retarded at this point, right? Like the guy's like, oh, you see that?
We don't say that word. We say little people.
Okay. They're just gullible. This is weird.
I think people watching the screen are having a great time. His voice comes in every once in a while.
Yeah. The voice of God.
Says some shit. God spelled backwards is Doug. Let the games begin. People brought amazing name tags, and a lot of them, so I want you all, and Ben says he's going to play along, I want you all to give a lot of consideration and pick the one that is most impressive to you, speaks to you the most, and take it from them and bring it back to your seat. The guy got the donuts in, he tweeted to me, I was worried he wouldn't get them into a place that serves food. but apparently they're cooler than I thought they'd be.
What kind of donuts?
Coconut cream donuts. Go check it out, you guys.
I don't like coconut.
Put your mics down and go pick a name tag. Don't talk about it. Just go do it. And while they do that, we'll do this. We'll be right back.
Hey, 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 everybody. The wait is finally over. Baseball season is here at last, and the excitement continues all season long at DraftKings.com, the official daily fantasy partner of Major League Baseball. Daily fantasy means no season-long commitments, just instant cash, instant gratification. Why wait until the end of the season to claim victory when you can win huge cash every day? At DraftKings, it's like a brand new season every time you play. Just select two pitchers and eight position players, stay under the salary cap, and you could be on your way to an enormous payday. Last year, Peter from Colorado, remember him? He took home $1 million at DraftKings in one day, just playing fantasy baseball. Hundreds of thousands of fantasy sports fans just like you have already cashed in at DraftKings. Now it's your turn. Hurry to DraftKings.com now and enter the promo code MOVIE to play for free. What are you waiting for? You can pause this show and go do that and come right back. You can win part of the $300 million in prizes being awarded this season. Use the promo code MOVIE for free entry now at DraftKings.com. DraftKings.com. That's DraftKings.com. Today's show is also brought to you by Xero. X-E-R-O. Xero is beautiful accounting software built to help your small business be more productive and successful. Xero is easy to use. Send invoices, online quotes to your customers, pay your employees, manage your cash flow, expenses, and even your inventory with Xero. Xero is in the cloud, so you can access and manage all your business accounting on the go. Xero does what desktop software does and more. Plus, you can use it anywhere at any time from your mobile device. Working and traveling, you can send invoices easily on the go, and clients can pay online instantly. Sign up for a free 30-day trial at Xero.com/podcasts. That's podcast with an S on the end. And that's Xero, Xero.com/podcast. Xero is beautiful accounting software built to help small businesses be more productive and successful. Xero. How many times do I got to say it? Sign up for a free 30-day trial today at Xero.com/products. Back to the show.
And we're back. Who the fuck are you playing for there, Ben?
Well, this is a beautiful name tag. It says Thumb Sarah. It's clearly the most artistic and hard work put into this, also made by my sister.
All right.
Aww.
I thought
National Sibling Day.
I thought it was like your wife or girlfriend, and I was going to call foul
Might be.
On that. Shut up. And what's her name? Sarah?
Sarah.
Okay. And what is that Brumfield. A play on, Thumb Sarah?
Thumbsucker.
Thumbsucker. Okay.
Ah.
Yeah. All right. Well, just shows you pays to know people. And good luck, Ben. Everyone's rooting against you now. Oh, speaking of Moonrise Kingdom, who are you playing for there, Joe?
I'm playing for Megrise Kingdom. For Meg, I assume, yeah. It's already been signed by Doug.
Yeah, so I must have already seen her at a show and probably also complimented
it. Yeah, it's gotten around.
Yeah. But that's...
It's cute.
There's a much more involved version of that exact same thing here at the show.
Oh, yeah.
What's wrong with you?
What?
Why did you pick that one? Where's Kate at? Where's Kate? Look at this.
Oh. I didn't see it all the way over there.
She made that. This girl just put her face in there.
Kate had her chance, all right? She was up here.
All right, so you're playing for Meg.
Meg, yeah.
Meg Rise Kingdom. All right, and then who are you playing for there, Sam?
I'm playing for Pirates of the Arakabian. That's who I'm playing for.
And where's Erica at?
Where she's over
there
here.
There she is. All right, good luck to you, Erica. And if there's a shithead on the back, don't read it out loud, Sam. Don't spoil it.
Okay.
I almost did.
Good job. Yeah, it's really tempting. Ben's doing a great job, though. How many secrets have you had to keep for your sister? I don't know how many games we're going to play because I don't know how we're going to do on time here. I feel pretty... You know what? I feel good about this. It's going to be fine.
This is going to go great.
We're going to start with Cluster Flicks, a.k.a. Don't Yell Out Amy Adams, a.k.a. AA. So I remind the audience that this is just between these three gentlemen on stage. And since Ben is our newbie, if you will, we'll start with... we don't start with anybody. You're right. Ben was already questioning it. He knows exactly what's going on. Whose fat French fries are those? They look pretty tasty. Pretty uncool thing to do.
Oh, they turned him away.
Yeah, we don't want those now that Doug is eyeballing them. No, she's just working her way around. No, I don't want your donut, sir. I don't know where it's been. Could have been.
Raise your hand if you ordered French fries.
Wait, no. There's somebody over here. She's just got to find him. Yeah. This is suspenseful. This is like a Nicolas Cage movie. The one where the waitress gets a tip for $2 million by accident.
Snake Eyes.
Yeah, that's the one. We're not playing the name Nicolas Cage movies game, although I do like that game. No, we're playing Cluster Flicks. So I'm going to name three movies, and after the third movie, you can all jump in. Name the actor that's in all of these movies. If you can't, if none of you know it after three, it's unlimited guessing. Just guess whenever you know. I'm just going to start naming movies this person's been in. I'm going to try to get through about a dozen of them without you guys getting it. That's how hard it's going to be. Yeah. Here we go. Who was in Up the Academy, Baby It's You, and Firstborn? Yeah. Was in
Arnold Schwarzenegger.
Three of those movies. Great guess. No.
Samuel L. Jackson.
No. Any guesses, Ben, Joe?
Fred Savage.
Ben, Joe?
Eddie Murphy.
Great guess. No.
Meg Ryan.
All right, let me give you some more names. No on Meg Ryan. Just jump in as soon as you know it.
Julia Roberts.
No. You're doing a great job of naming people that were in none of the three movies. Shortcuts. The Gingerbread Man. Bowfinger. Eddie Murphy was in that.
Steve Martin.
No. The Shag. Bowfinger's the only one Steve Martin was in. The Shaggy Dog. The Soloist. Tough Turf.
Jamie Foxx.
No.
Robert Downey Jr.
That's correct. Oh. Fucking Soloist. I thought people forgot about The Soloist. You just named the two stars of The Soloist and you were golden. Yeah. Tough Turf, Back to School, True Believer, Soap Dish, Hearts and Souls, Only You. Heart and Souls, excuse me. Home for the Holidays, Restoration, U.S. Marshals, Two Girls and a Guy. Wonder Boys, and then like just to finally throw it because I was just like I can't do this any longer. Iron Man 2 and the Avengers, and but you got it pretty far in there. Good job, Sam Tripoli, everybody.
He looks pissed. He looks pissed. You gave me a dirty look.
That's just my face. I'm sorry.
That's pissed.
I'm not angry. That's my face.
He's just sitting there minding his biz, looking pissed.
He's seen Pitch Black 10 times. What do you expect?
Yeah, if Vin Diesel watched it with him, he'd be like, why are you so mad at my movie? But he wouldn't say it like that. He'd be like, why are you so mad at my movie? We are Groot. All right, speaking of Vinny D, this is exciting. I'm going to try this again. This is a game I tried to play recently, and it went horribly. So why not try it again? And now it has a name. Now it's called The Cast and the Curious. But we're still using Furious 7. Sam gets to go first. Then we'll go to Joe and then to Ben. And you guys are going to name other movies of actors from Furious 7 as I go through the list of, I think, 8 or 9 of them.
Pitch Black.
When I get to you. If when I get to you I say Vin Diesel, then that will be a correct answer. I don't know about if any of these other actors were in it. But hopefully you guys will catch on as this goes along. But the idea is not to repeat any movies and not to name any of the previous Furious and Fast films. Yeah, because you could just pick at those all day long, because some of these people have been in a lot of them. Sam, name any other movie that starred Vincent Diesel.
Pitch Black.
Well, that is certainly one way to play. Joe, name any movie that featured the acting talents of the late Paul Walker. Any movie other than the Fast and Furious films that had Paul Walker in it.
Jawbreaker. I don't know.
Really, Joe?
I didn't know he did other movies.
Out already? Well, that's not...
R.I.P.
That's not very... All right. So Joe's
out. Sorry, Meg.
Joe's out. Sorry, Joe. Ben, any other Paul Walker movie? Don't be so angry.
It's either...
Well... Just pick one.
Running Scared.
With Billy Crystal and...
Yeah, that's the same one.
All right, it's back to you, Sam, but now it's Jason Statham. Name any Jason Statham movie.
The Transporter.
Yes. Now we go to Ben. Michelle Rodriguez, also one of the Furious Seven. Probably she probably gets asked why she's so angry a lot as well. She's always furious looking.
I have no idea. Is that the one from Star Trek as well?
That'd be pretty funny if you said, I have no idea. Is that the one from, and named another movie and got it right? But I don't think just saying Star Trek cuts it. I don't think she was in Star Trek. Was that the name of the first J.J. Abrams one? Just Star Trek? Okay, she wasn't in that. But thanks for playing, Ben. Sam?
Avatar.
Yeah. You're so serious about it.
I was so excited. I'm like, am I next?
All right, so you win. And that went a little better than last time. But I'm going to try it again on another show.
So it didn't go good enough, so you just want to give another shot? Or it went good enough, so you're going to give it another shot?
It went a little better. I'm just kind of shocked that I just want to get through all the names once and then see what happens. Because then
What went bad last time?
Nobody knew anything.
Yeah.
You guys knew some stuff. You guys had a few answers.
Maybe someone just started stabbing everybody else. Yeah.
Start off with The Rock, maybe, you know.
Well, that was what happened last time, is I started with Jordana Brewster, and everybody just fucking hit a wall.
Yeah, and so that's why I changed it up with the, they said do it in the order of billing, and I thought that's a fun idea, but it's, I don't know, need to take that one back. But I want to keep doing it with Fast Furious 7 every time. Until sometime we have a panel that gets through all the names. So, it's just my dream. I sent it into the Make-A-Wish Foundation. And that's why this podcast continues. Let's play the Leonard Maltin game.
This is great.
Got to write Ben's name in here on the score sheet.
Hey, shit's getting real, guys. The soda's open.
I almost just tried to talk into it as well.
Is this like over the top when you turn your cap backwards? You just pop the cap soda and the shit just got real.
Finally making my grandfather proud.
You got more redneck when you turned it forward. That's impossible, but you did it. Where is the Skull Bandits right now? That's my question.
All right, so Sam won that wing ding. So we'll start with him again, but then we'll go to Ben and then to Joe. And Sam gets to pick the first category in the Leonard Maltin game. And he gets choices, because choices are important. Would you like Red Light Challenge? And that's films where there's a chase scene involving a cab. Or cherub. You know that word, cherub?
I'm going to act like I do.
It usually describes a person. They say that person's a cherub, and it means they're like a little Cupid, kind of little roly-poly, little...
What do you guys want me to do? What do we should do?
Hang on. Okay. I haven't said anything more about... What do you think? Movies with cherubs? The films of Danny DeVito. No, cherub is, the category is movies that have a lap dance in them. A cherub. And we don't care for them puns here in the South. Take your puns and get out of here. And Lunch at Tiffany's, and that is romantic sequels, which is very rare to come by. For some reason, there aren't a lot of romantic sequels, but they do exist, and I found one. And which one of those would you like to play, Sam?
I like Red Light, but I'm thinking I'm going to go Cherub. I think I'm going to go Cherub.
All right. This movie has a lap dance in it, and... Would you like a movie with a lap dance in it from 1995 or 1999?
I'm going to go 95.
Okay, 95. Leonard calls this movie from 1995 in which someone receives a lap dance a bomb. Yeah, he says this movie is stupefyingly awful.
Showgirls.
No, you're guessing too early, Sam.
Okay, I'll take it back.
He also says about this movie that it's about a young, hot-headed drifter who hitches her way to Vegas. And Leonard lists 10 names. How many names can you get it in, Sam Tripoli? How many names does it take you to discern the title of this movie? Now, you could go 0 names if you think you know the title of the movie. Or you can go negative names, which is if you say -1, you have to name the movie and the top billed person in the movie. -2, top 2 billed people. And so on. What's your opening bid?
5 names.
Wait, you can get this movie in five names?
Sure, why not?
Well, I don't know why you're asking me. You seemed fairly confident about the title a while ago.
I know,
but I don't know what that was, a joke or something.
I'm gonna go zero names.
Okay, he says zero names. But then we can, Joe gets to ask you to name that movie, or he can bid negative names if he wants.
I'm gonna say name that movie.
All right, he says name it. What do you think it's called, Sam?
Showgirls?
Yes.
Ah! I thought that was too early, damn it.
Oh, I love how both of you were strategizing as if we all didn't know exactly what movie it was.
I thought that was way too early for that movie to come out. My bad.
I had to time 95? That. Because I went to school in UNLV. And when that movie came out, it changed strip bars in Las Vegas. It was like, and I'm sure this is going to play horribly to this crowd, but strip bars used to be cool in Vegas. You used to go hang out for like a couple hours. Dancers would talk to you, not ask for dance. When that movie came out, it just became like super cutthroat. You want to dance? And if you didn't, they'd kick you out of the fucking bar. So that was a big moment in my life.
You blame that movie?
Yeah, I swear to God.
I always blamed it on leaving Las Vegas.
No, it's that movie changed.
And Honeymoon in Vegas.
Baby, I Shrunk the Kids. I think that was in Vegas, too.
Baby, I Blew Up the Kids.
Yeah.
The kid.
I'm sorry.
Just
people.
The one. But boy, was that little toddler all giant was hilarious.
And if you actually watch that movie, the where they had that kid walking, it's impossible. He'd be at one end of the strip, take a step. He'd be in fucking Reno. It was just like, it was hilarious.
Yeah, it was geographically wrong, but other than that, it was a pretty accurate depiction of a giant baby. Neil deGrasse Tyson got them on the geography thing, but when they came back and said, "What do you got on the baby?" He said, "I got nothing. That's a giant baby."
Black Jesus.
That's a giant baby, as it would happen if it really happened. All right. Well, I got one more left in that cherub category, so look forward to hearing that again. and Sam, for getting the name right. But you know how this works now. There's all the bidding and stuff before you guess the name of the movie.
What?
I did everything I could to make that work against you when you yelled out Showgirls early, and Joe didn't pick up on it.
I also don't know that girl's name. So.
Right, that's the other thing. It was a stumbling block because you didn't know Elizabeth Berkeley.
Yeah, I don't know.
I would have said Hurley.
Yeah.
Close enough. All right, so Sam's on the board with 1 point, and Ben gets to start us off and pick the next category. And he gets three options, and then we're coming to you, Joe. You're up next. Would you like The Other Jeff Tate, and that is movies that have Queensryche on the soundtrack.
Oh, that's awesome.
Mm-hmm. Puff Puff Pass, and that's Emily Blunt movies. That Leonard Maltin gave 2 stars or less. So he took 2 puffs and then he passed. And a third option is the Ken Jennings category. Ken Jennings, and that is movies where the title is in the form of a question.
Ken Jennings.
Oh, he's taking the Ken Jennings. Last one in the category. Finally clearing it out. 1970 is the year. That doesn't make anybody happy. 2.5 stars from Leonard. He calls this movie absurdist. He says that it's has a grisly subject matter. I'll give you one more really big clue. If you know in the audience, don't say anything. It was reissued as Going Ape. And Leonard lists 10 names. How many names, Ben?
10.
Ben wants all 10 names, Joe.
My turn. 9 and 9 names. I can do 9.
8.
Name that movie.
Oh, God. You're in trouble, Sam. I don't really have confidence in you getting it with all 10 names. The Going Ape thing is a pretty big clue, so if that doesn't swing it for you.
70s?
Yeah, the year is 70 straight up. And here's your 8 names out of 10. Paul Sorvino was in this movie. Garrett Morris. Rob Reiner. Barnard Hughes. Vincent Gardenia. Ray Allen. Ron Liebman. Trish Van Der Veer.
Around the World in 80 Days.
2 names remaining. Around the World in 80 Days is not a question.
Going Ape in 80 Days.
Around the World in 80 Days? Give or take? It's a classic. It's one of Sarah Silverman's favorite movies. It starred Ruth Gordon and George Segal. It's called Where's Papa? Where's Papa? Yeah, and there's a scene with a dude in an ape suit, and so that's why it got reissued as Going Ape. They thought it would do better under the name Going Ape. All right, so who challenged who there?
I challenged.
Ben is on the board with a point because he challenged Sam. So Joe gets to pick the next category, and then we'll go to Ben. This turned out to be a very exciting matchup. You're moving your microphone around a lot, Sam.
Yeah.
It's making a lot of moving around.
I didn't understand
noises.
That game. I should have challenged.
What?
I should have challenged that name that movie.
Oh, when he said 9 names?
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. People like to kind of like feel like they want to play, they want to get involved.
White.
So you say 8 names, you're trying to be a good sport. Then the next guy just cuts you off at the knees. Because he knows what's going on.
Yeah. He's paying attention.
Yeah. He listens to the show. Yeah. You know, most of the guests come on the show. They don't. They've never heard it. So they just try their best. So that's where a lot of the fun comes in.
And by the way, is that your happy face? Is that your happy face? We've seen your mean mug face. This is happy?
Yeah, no, I got a point. I'm so happy.
I'm so happy. Oh, we got some Ben heads here.
Yeah, there's really a really growing Ben faction over here. We're becoming a Ben Nation. Okay, so who did I say was going to start? Joe?
Yeah.
And then we go to Ben. Sam, you may never get to play again because of that blunder. The Sagan Baggins category, Joe. That's Apollo 86. That's films where Carl Weathers dies. Apollo got 86th. Superman, that's movies with soup or man in the title. This one's crazy, this category. Gregory Peck suggested this category. Peck's P-E-C-S. Box of Chocolate. And that's any movie ever made. Because with the box of chocolate category, you never know what you're going to get.
I think that's the crowd favorite, so let's go
okay,
to box of chocolate.
Okay, this is all movies. This is one of all the films that have ever existed.
Should be easy.
Finally get to eliminate this category. Thank you to Gregory Peck for suggesting it. This particular movie that's in this, been waiting for somebody to pick it, is from 1962. Ouch. 4 stars from Leonard Maltin. Yeah. Takes place in a small Georgia town. Uh-huh. Leonard says that this movie is one of the best of the 60s. Uh-huh. And a very famous actor made his screen debut in this film. And Leonard lists 13 names. How many names can you get in Joe Pettis?
Twelve names.
Ben?
Zero.
If the roof were lower, you would have blown it off. It's just a little too far up there.
It's like they came in and they went, well, just, you know, it's a barn, but let's
name
just,
that movie,
just,
dude.
Just put a curtain up there, just a curtain. And then it won't look like a barn.
Well, I realize now I may have made a mistake, but only thing in my head is...
Name. Gone. Wait a second, wait a second. Both of you, slow down.
I'm loving where this is at now. Because Joe is out of the running again, so this is going to come down to the win right here. That Ben went with the bold zero names bid. Sam's taking a chance, says, fuck it. Maybe he knows the answer. Let me give you the clues again. Four stars from Leonard. 1962. Small Georgia town. One of the best of the 60s. And a famous actor makes their screen debut. The movie is called...
Got no idea about the date, but all the Georgia and four stars thing sounds like Gone with the Wind.
Boo! 1939, Ben.
I'm a young person.
I heard the Gone with the Wind the first time you said it, and I just thought I'd give you a chance to think about it.
I appreciate
it.
By the way, that's his I had nothing else in my brain. Nothing else.
Did I say 1962 a second time? Anyway, it's called To Kill a Mockingbird.
That's what I was going to guess. Robert Duvall made it. It was his debut, right?
Yep, as Boo Radley. That's right. And we just played...
Yeah, we just got that. The second time
we played Last Man
up.
Standing with Gregory Peck recently. Or no, with Robert Duvall.
Yeah.
And it came up there. Yeah, crazy. All right, so let me eliminate that category from existence. Box of chocolate. Yeah, you don't know what kind of bullshit you're going to get. It's going to have a grasshopper in it. And declare our winner, Sam Tripoli, everybody.
I can't believe I won.
I cannot believe that.
Let's see what's in the prize bag for our winner that Sam was playing for. We've got a T-shirt that says Beer and Comedy Night on it.
Yeah, quick plug. We have our 4-year anniversary tomorrow night at the Sweetwater Brewery.
Congratulations.
Yeah, Beer and Comedy Night.
And then we've got a Douglas movie shirt. And some, I was on at midnight last week, so I brought you guys some bananagrams. I love how people like the bananagrams. Oh, I bought a dozen pairs of socks, and I don't need that many, so I brought a pair of socks. Nice new pair of socks.
Here's a gift card for Hardee's.
Oh, thank you very much, Ben. You didn't have to do that.
Wow. Winner, winner, chicken dinner.
How much is on here?
I have no idea, Doug.
That's always fun. Is there a chance there's like less than a dollar on it?
Not less than a dollar.
Could be about $2.
You could probably get one thing. Maybe two.
I'm just saying there's nothing more embarrassing than being turned away at a Hardee's because you don't have that additional dime that you need to get an enchilada. They have enchiladas there? Green burrito. They don't have a green burrito attached to this Hardee's? Carl's Jr. I know my fast food. Did I mention there's a Doug Loves Movies t-shirt? And Sam, did you bring anything for the prize bag? I don't think I reminded you to bring something.
No, I didn't.
Do you have anything on you that you could give? Do you have some heroin? Any heroin on you? Or maybe you could take the winner on a search for some heroin? Hit the town?
Here's a dollar.
Okay, a dollar. Sam's putting a dollar in the prize bag. Hey, here,
that's
sign
the same as mine.
Be real fast.
Now you get two things at Hardee's.
Yeah, this is really upping your Hardee game. Here, sign the dollar. Yeah, there you go. Nice job. A dollar signed by Sam Tripoli. You're gonna. It's gonna be tough to decide whether or not to spend that. Like, if you need one more dollar for crack, that's when you have to resort to spending your dollars. Got Sam Tripoli's name on there. That's a good prize bag, you guys. And all of it is going to a ringer. Oh, no. I'm looking at Ben like his sister won the prize bag. She's not getting shit. Where's the person Sam was playing for? Come on
right
over here.
Here.
Knock some bottles over. Get up here.
Congratulations.
Yeah. Congratulations.
Whenever
oh, wait.
Won.
Don't forget here. Catch
your
this.
Your t-shirt.
Catch it. Oh, God.
That's what you get for texting.
Yeah, I like, as soon as it was in the air, I was like, that guy's on his phone. He has no idea he's about to get hit with his shirt.
Having a good time at the show. Ow.
Is there a shit hit on the back of your thing, Ben?
Yeah.
Whenever
you move around, Doug, I get the most pleasant, florally aroma just wafting into me. It's wonderful.
That was creepy.
You know what I meant.
Pass me your name tag there, Joe. Did you get all your plugs in, Joe?
You can check out joepest.com if you care. But yeah, beer and comedy tomorrow night at the Sweetwater Brewery, 4-year anniversary. It's going to be a lot of fun. Yeah.
Oh, hey, everybody watch Game of Thrones when you get home tonight.
Yeah.
Let's not go crazy.
And Sam, what do you got coming up? Where can people, where do they go for all of your podcasts and stuff?
Go to samtripoli.com and you'll hear all my podcasts. I have a sports podcast with Ari Shaffir called Punch Drunk Sports. Thank you. One guy clapping. Thank you. We're doing well. And just check out The Naughty Show. I got a couple podcasts on that feed that I really enjoy. So.
Right on. Thanks for being here, you guys.
Dude, thanks for having me, Doug. It
Thank
was a great
you,
time.
Doug.
One more time for Ben Brumfield. Joe Pettis, and our winner today, Sam Tripoli.
Yeah.
And as always, mayonnaise is a shithead. And Georgia beer laws are a shithead.
Yeah!
Once again, today's episode is brought to you in part by DraftKings, the official daily fantasy partner of Major League Baseball. Why wait till the end of the season to claim victory when you can win huge cash prizes every day? Hurry to DraftKings.com now and use the promo code MOVIE to play for free. You can win part of the $300 million in prizes being awarded this season at DraftKings.com. DraftKings.com, DraftKings.com!
To watch another talkie. Eyes of Gold is viewing prowess makes him cocky. There's no